This is KUT. This year, Texas public schools won't measure instructional time by days, they'll do it by minutes. In the past, Texas public schools were required to provide 180 days of instruction. Now a school year must provide a minimum of 75,600 minutes. KUT's Kate McGee explains why.
When schools plan their calendar for the school year, they include 2 makeup days in case of an emergency, mostly for things like snow or ice. Then schools can use the makeup days if they need to provide the minimum amount of instruction. But by changing instructional time from days to minutes, if a school needs to make up extra time, they can add minutes to current school days instead of adding additional days to the school calendar. Debbie Ratcliffe is a spokeswoman for the Texas Education Agency.
The school districts, to some extent, gamble that they won't have to use those days, so they'll schedule them on, like one is often scheduled on Good Friday, with the thought that they'll probably get it off. That often makes parents unhappy that their kids have to go to school on that day. This new law could avoid that.
Although the law was intended to give school districts flexibility when there are emergencies, it could also allow schools to lengthen all school days. That would shorten the number of days needed to meet state standards, and it would all be legal as long as the school year doesn't end before a state mandate of May 15th. Some schools already have longer school days, like Idea Public Schools in Austin. Larkin Tackett is the executive director.
It's great to have that flexibility. You know, we still believe that, you know, our students need additional time, and we're going to continue to provide the additional time that they need to be successful.
But there are still some unanswered questions about how to implement the law. It substantially changes how attendance is recorded and reported for funding. Schools get funding based on daily attendance. Ratcliffe at the TEA says they hope to answer these questions by the end of this semester. Kate McGee, KUT News.